Anyway, we're just stopping by for lunch.
I want to gamble.
Russell, I never want to hear those words out of your mouth again. Gambling is a very serious business.
Is that clear?
Friday, November 23rd, 2018. This is The Better Life. I am your host, Timothy Lawson. Back from the dead, it would seem, for some of you that haven't heard from me at all over the past 3 or 4 weeks. My goodness, how long has it even been? I mean, the last thing we put out was Karen from 360 Vegas. Is that the last podcast? My goodness, it's been a while, huh? For those of you that follow me on Twitter, you were led astray by when I said that a new episode was going to be out earlier this week, and as you can see, that didn't happen. For those of you that do not follow me on Twitter, you're probably wondering, WTF, where have you been, dude? Karen from 360 Vegas, October 31st. We have not spoken to each other, by that I mean me to you, at all here in the month of November, but I do appreciate everybody's patience. Just a little bit behind the curtain, just a little bit to give you any, like, what happened? Well, my day job is very much involved in the veteran community, and so Veterans Day is a must-work holiday for me, and it becomes the week and a half leading up to Veterans Day and the week after it are very busy. The idea that I'm going to get anything done in those couple of weeks is pretty laughable outside of work. And then, of course, Thanksgiving was super early this year. I mean, I know it's only like maybe 2 or 3 days earlier, but the 22nd seemed really early. So by the time I was coming off of the Veterans Day rush, there was Thanksgiving staring me in the face. In the Karen episode, I mentioned that there was going to be an episode posted on Patreon featuring Eric Rosenthal, where Eric pretty much gives me a quick 101 on how I can get to Vegas more affordably. And more specifically, what that means is we talked about airfare, hotels, food and beverage, transportation when I'm on the ground, just sort of all the logistics and going to Vegas and how maybe in 2019, instead of maybe once or twice, maybe it turns into 2 or 3 times, right? Like how can I add a Vegas trip to my year without it really costing me too much? So what's the most efficient way of doing that? So that was that conversation. If you're interested in hearing that conversation, patreon.com/thebetterlife is where you can go. Any patron can see it. Doesn't matter if you pledge a buck, doesn't matter. If you're a patron, you have access to that. And the feedback so far has been good. So I think people got some value out of that. And then lastly, self-care is an important thing to me. Suicide prevention is a space that I am also involved with personally. Not to take this down a dark turn, but I'll get to this. I'll explain what I mean. I'm involved in sort of the education or the information side of suicide prevention from a truly prevention standpoint. And one of the things that I have learned to understand and appreciate is self-care. And in a busy couple of weeks in November, plus Thanksgiving happening, plus I had some things here at home I wanted to finish by a certain time, had other personal projects that I wanted to give a little bit of attention, and to not become more stressed, to not become disappointed if I had to force an episode, I just decided just to let it go, and that's why today is the first time you're hearing me in the month of November. Now, I do have something to admit. I have a confession. This is going to be just a monologue today. No one's going to be on the episode with me today, but I can tell you coming up, I will give you at least this. That way you know that I'm not just stringing you along for more disappointing weeks. Coming up early next week, I will be recording with Tony Snyder. Tony will be a guest co-host, as him and I will probably start with one topic and just start there and just, I don't know, record for an hour and a half and see where it ends up. I have an interview already recorded with a gentleman that most people know as Vegas Runner. He also goes by VR Ace. You may have heard him on Beating the Books Megapod, NFL Megapod. It comes out every Thursday. Him and I are going to talk about sports betting and his life in sports betting, becoming a pick seller, becoming essentially sort of becoming a traditional tout, and then going through some troubles, bouncing back from that, and coming back into sports betting with a whole new perspective on what it means to serve customers that are investing in information. So it's a really interesting conversation. That'll be coming out soon. And I have a couple more that I'm not going to name quite yet because I want to get them scheduled before I throw out some names. But some good interviews coming up as well. So there's at least a couple interview/ guest co-host that I have coming down the pipe that we can all be excited about. November 30th or 29th? 29th. November 29th through December 2nd, I'll be down in Biloxi. I'm going down there to meet up with Mississippi Rob, Eric Rosenthal, Chris Moore, I believe, and a handful of other people from within the community. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be down there to check out. I've never been in that area. I've never been in New Orleans even. So I'm excited to be down to that part of the country. I'm excited to see what that area looks like from a gambling perspective. Check out the resorts. Looking to get down some sports bets in a new area. I'm loving this part of sports legalization. Is like it's a exercise, something I've been waiting for so long to do. Just go to places and lay sports bets. I'm going to check out the casinos. Very excited about that. And get some good conversation with some fellow gamblers and to sort of just take a step out of my daily life. So really looking forward to Biloxi. That is November 29th to the 2nd is when I'll be down there. If you're in the area or you plan on going down there and I'm unaware, let me know, especially if you're not already like in the group chat or whatever, so we can keep you posted on where we are, maybe get an opportunity to meet up, do some group gaming. But even sooner than that, happening tomorrow night, November 24th, Eric Rosenthal and I are going to be at Horseshoe Baltimore to do for some gambling. Of course, what else are you going to do in a casino, right? 8 p.m. at the Guy Fieri Bar. It's a restaurant, but there's a bar there. We're going to do a little meetup there. That's just sort of where we're going to do a little meet and greet. That's at 8 p.m. That gives everybody an opportunity to get their own food and stuff like that. And so the meet and greet is just going to be centered around his bar. I chose Guy Fieri's because a couple of the other bars are in sort of more like, I don't know, they turn it into like sort of like dance areas and not really conducive to sort of like a little meet and greet. Guy Fieri's, the bar may be kind of crowded and we'll still meet up there, but we can migrate if we need to. The point being, 8 p.m. at that bar is sort of where we're going to convene, shake hands, meet anybody we haven't met yet, and then we can figure out what we're going to do from there. This is a very casual event. There's no agenda. There's no this or that. We don't have any tables reserved. This initial meetup is intended to just sort of get to know some people in the area, to sort of gain or sort of gauge interest on these sorts of things, so we know if it's worth putting together a more structured type thing later on, which it already seems like it is. Even people who can't make it out to tomorrow night told me they have strong interest in doing that in the future. So tomorrow night I'm gonna be there probably around 7, maybe a little tad earlier. So I'm gonna try to be there around 7. I'm going to be there at least through 11. So I'll be there for a solid 4 hours, hanging out. I'll have a couple drinks, looking forward to meeting people. And of course we'll do some group gaming where we can fit it in, whether we can sit down at a pie gal table or throw some dice, sort of depends on who's there and what everybody's feeling, but do some group gaming together, and just sort of see what this Maryland, Pennsylvania, DC area, community kind of looks like, to see what we might want to do, moving down the line. So that's tomorrow night, November 24th, official meetup time is 8 p.m. at or near Guy Fieri's little bar. So the bar there, sort of it's a square, like a rectangle bar. One long side of the rectangle is inside the restaurant. The other long side of the rectangle is actually like out, like sort of towards the casino floor. So that's sort of where we'll meet up. So I look forward to seeing anybody that's going to be there. I am at The Better Life on Twitter. Ping me, let me know that you hope to be there, and we can add you to a little Twitter DM so we can keep that conversation sort of channeled in one area. By the way, I am drinking this Imperial IPA from Collective Arts Brewing. It's called Radio the Mothership. This is possibly my favorite, one of my favorite beers I've had this year, which is saying something because I've drank a lot of different unique beers this year. Collective Arts is doing a lot of good things. So, Tony, Jason, do some Collective Arts tastings. Gambling has been, other than sports betting, I really haven't done much still in gambling because I knew that tomorrow night was coming up, and I also knew that I was planning on going down to Biloxi. Looking forward to both of those. MGM, I mentioned this earlier this month. I mean, they really disappointed me in the month of November. I mean, I was super busy and I probably wasn't gonna be able to do much of this anyways, but there's no Baccarat tournament, and that's usually a monthly thing. And their blackjack tournament happened to be on a day that I was out of town, and the rest of their promotions are kind of lame, not gonna lie. And so I haven't gone there for any promotions. And other than getting down on sports, really haven't done much gambling with anticipation of tomorrow night and Biloxi. So sports betting has not been going well, to say the least. I am struggling to put together a winning week. But the one thing that I have been doing throughout these losing weeks is really reflecting on what's working and what's not. And it's a small sample size, right? I'm really reflecting on the past couple months. But I've learned that I'm not good at in-game betting. I've tried this a number of times, pulling up the in-game and getting bets down based on the trends that I see that's happening in the game. Those results have not worked out in my favor. I am pretty good at player props. I'm pretty good at player props. Soccer pre-match, I'm pretty good at. I've been doing pretty good at that. NBA has been really hit and miss. And where the NBA has really, where I need to do a better job with NBA is I'm not paying enough attention to who's in and who's out, or at least who we believe is in and out and how that's influencing the line. Of course, the injury reports like a really, like an automatic go-to, but there will be times where a player will have returned from injury. And a couple games later, I just sort of assume they're still in there, and I see a line. I'm like, oh, that's weird, and I bet it. And then I'm like, wait, is that player out again? And I'll go back, and sure enough, that player is out for another couple games because they aggravated injury or for something else. And so, unfortunately, made too many bold assumptions on personnel based off of recent news but not current news. And so I mean, it's super amateurish, right? I mean, that is part of sports betting 102, maybe not 101, but 102, right, is know the personnel, know who is expected to play and how that's possibly influencing a line. And then sports betting 201 or 202 or even 301, right, if you want to really make these college courses for some reason, really gets into, well, what is that player's actual impact, right? Like, are they actually providing, what's their real plus minus on points? But anyways, that we'll get into that later. Teasing NFL totals, not good. I'm really bad at totals. I'm not good at totals in any sport. Baseball, basketball, football, I am not good at it. I'm not good at soccer totals. I don't know what it is, but I am not good at it. I have gotten lucky on, teasing the Chiefs in the over, the Saints in the over. And I think maybe I've let that believe that maybe it's an option for me, but looking back, no, I'm not good at NFL totals. Even adding in the tease, getting 6 points to go in my favor. I've lost a handful of teasers cause I've included a total in there that didn't hit. One of them, a few weeks ago, I had a 6-team teaser, that would have hit, the other five legs hit, but earlier in the day I had a total that didn't hit, and Looking back on it, had I included another game that I like, another side that I liked, that teaser would have hit. So this is part of sports betting. It's not, you know, you want to understand where you might have an edge, where you might have the best insight, but you really have to know, like, which betting vehicles am I doing well at, and which ones am I just not doing well at. And, you know, in the long run, that's going to help. The more disciplined and the more focused you become on the sides and the types of bets that you make. But you know, you need a larger sample size to really make a long-term impact. But at the very least, you know, not stopping yourself from hemorrhaging money by quickly identifying which bets you're not good at in the short term is still at least in your favor. So that's something I'm doing right now, is making those evaluations and adjusting appropriately. In the past, I have mentioned that this is, or I've joked at least, that this is a Tuesday podcast, and some comes out, some that will usually come out on Wednesdays and sometimes Thursdays. Because of the new work schedule that I'm on, something that's different from when I first launched this podcast in early 2018, Wednesdays are actually more appropriate. So, ladies and gentlemen, The Better Life is now, fingers crossed, a Wednesday production. So do expect these to come out on Wednesday. And a couple more things that is coming in the future. I'm looking to add a visual component in 2019, primarily video, maybe photography or graphics. But the one thing I would like to add, even if it's a monthly occurrence or even a quarterly occurrence, is some type of video product that everybody can enjoy, whether it's a video interview or a video of a area. Like, obviously casinos aren't going to let me walk in, and I'm not big enough in media to get granted that sort of stuff. But you know, Atlantic City, Biloxi, Maryland, whatever it may be, maybe I'll do videos of the area and the gambling experiences and stuff. I don't know. But visual components in 2019 is something we're looking forward to. And a way that I'm going to be able to curate some new content, not new, but more content, is because of Ocean's veterans card, right? So they have a veterans card, I think called the Honor Card. And like other big organizations, they have benefits for veterans, and in a lot of cases, like MGM and Total Rewards, right, they you get bumped up a tier from the first tier to the second tier, and then you get a special looking card. Ocean, they're giving us the gold card, and one of the things that's coming with is a once a month get a free night Sunday through Thursday. I have most Mondays off in my life right now, so I am thinking that in 2019, especially when the weather warms up again a little bit and I can use my motorcycle, I'm thinking once a month I may head up on a Sunday to go up to AC and meet up with people, do some gambling, whatever it may be, and be able to curate some content coming out of those experiences. So looking forward to that coming in 2019 as well. We're running on almost 20 minutes now. I hope you enjoyed the quick catch-up. I hope this scratched that itch that I know some of you were saying that you had. I really appreciate everybody making it obvious that you know, there's a void without this podcast releasing. It makes me feel like I'm producing you know, worthwhile work, and I'm a listener, right? I'm a podcast listener. I know how disappointed I get when my favorite podcasts aren't putting out content, and consistency is the most important thing in a podcaster's life. If you don't meet a consistency expectation, you can lose confidence from your followers, and you can even lose your own motivation. But rest assured that the short hiatus, if we'll call it that, the break that the better life was on was merely a product of circumstance. I'll plan around this much better next year. There's a chance that maybe I might even just take I might just take Halloween to Thanksgiving off from recording, and just I'll have something prepackaged ready to go, so that way there's still something that comes out in that span, but I'm not actively producing week to week content again. So the way I think the next couple weeks are going to go, I think next week hopefully we should get Tony Snyder, assuming him and I don't have any we record as scheduled. And then the following week with Vegas Runner, and by then I'll have a few more in the bag. And that'll get us through the end of 2019. Thank you so much. Seriously, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. It does mean a lot to me. Patreon.com/TheBetterLife is where you can support the show. The Better Life on Twitter is where you can follow me. Also, Facebook.com/TheBetterLife is the Facebook page that sometimes gets used. Yeah, we'll see you next week. Oh, I forgot to mention top of the episode was one of my favorite lines from Vegas Vacation, and one that really resonates with me right now, because damn it, I just want to gamble. I have been fiending for a session at the craps table, a session at the pie gal table, a session at the blackjack table. I just want a nice hearty session at a casino table. And so that going into this, I knew that was going to be the clip at the top of the show, because that's just how I want to, that's just how I feel right now. I wish everybody good luck this week. If you have any bets rolling, hope to see you guys tomorrow night at Horseshoe Baltimore. Let me know if you're going to swing by. I'm Timothy Lawson. Good night. Good luck.